Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Tuesday, March 5th. U.S. equity futures are in the red this morning. You have S&P futures down 17 points. That's 33 basis points. NASDAQ futures are underperforming. They are down 133 points. That's about 70 basis points. And you have Dow futures outperforming, down about 60 points or 15 basis points. In Europe, you are looking at the major indices trading off about 30 basis points. Most major subgroups are in the red. You are seeing underperformance in Europe in autos, luxury, tech, and staples. Real estate and utilities are modest outperformers. And then Asia was mixed. You have the Nikkei unchanged. Hang Seng fell 2.6%. The Shanghai comp rose about 30 basis points. So on the macro front, a few moving pieces this morning. The China Two Sessions event kicked off overnight. The premier gave out his held his annual address, laying out the economic objectives for the year. Most of the big top line numbers were very much as expected. A growth target for 2014 of around 5%, 3% fiscal deficit. There has been some hope that China would become more aggressive on the stimulus front. That is not happening. So they're staying somewhat conservative. So similar trajectory is kind of in similar narrative about regarding stimulus as to what they've been talking about in the past, still staying conservative on that front. That explained the Hang Seng weakness that's contributing somewhat to the sluggish price action in the U.S. and Europe. But again, I think a lot of the big top line numbers out of that China speech were very much in line with expectations. The China Cation Services PMI came out overnight for February, fell slightly short of expectations. The Tokyo CPI for Japan hit for the month of February, came in a little hot on the headline, but was in line with expectations. On a core number, I think the market wildly assumes that you are going to see tightening from the BOJ, the end of negative rates, not at the next meeting, but the one after that. So, it's going to be imminent. I think the market's well prepared for that. Not going to be a huge disruption. And again, the BOJ will be the only major central bank this year to tighten, whereas the others are moving in the opposite direction eventually. As far as Gaza is concerned, ceasefire talks broke up without a deal in place. The hope is that there is some type of an agreement before the start of Ramadan, which is March 10th. Have to see if anything comes of that. On the company-specific front, nothing too dramatic. There was another negative headline about iPhone sales in China. This has been kind of a recurring overhang for that stock. So just talking about how they are still very soft so far this year. We've heard a variety of reports about aggressive discounting on iPhones in China, so that just is consistent with those headlines. More negative commentary about U.S. chip companies, in this case AMD, being blocked by Washington from selling certain products in China, in this case concerning an AI chip. NIO, the Chinese EV company, had downbeat earnings, weak guidance, latest negative headline for the whole EV space. Those stocks have been trading horribly, including Tesla yesterday. GitLab, GTLB, which is a software company, had out poor guidance last night in the U.S. That was the only kind of real major earnings report. That stock is getting hit hard in pre-market trading. On the calendar for today, the major events as far as the market's concerned, will be the services ISM at 10 o'clock. Then you get Target earnings before the open. And then after the close, you have a few software companies, including CrowdStrike, along with Nordstrom and Ross Stores. The Super Tuesday primaries take place today. I think the outcome of the November election is going to be Biden versus Trump. Trump is supposed to clean up in the Super Tuesday primaries. Certainly if you kind of parse through some of the details of some of the exit polls of the primary and caucuses that we've had already, there are definitely big red flags for Trump as far as the percent of Republican primary voters who will not vote for him in a general election. But as far as him winning the nomination, that seems to be inevitable. And that is everything for today. Tuesday, March 5th. Thank you for listening.